Reply to Grant Janish Vector Grant at vector.news. May 05, 2026. Welcome back. Andy Jassy gave the warning 3 weeks ago. Buried in his April shareholder letter was a line about robotics. Amazon would, he wrote, explore building and selling its robotics solutions to other industrial and consumer customers. Nobody read it as one. The robotics business in question, 1 million machines deployed across more than 300 fulfillment centers, was a paragraph in a letter that ran long. It came back on Monday. Amazon went out with a press release at 8 a.m. Eastern launching Amazon Supply Chain Services, a new offering opening its freight distribution, fulfillment and parcel network to any business willing to pay. The freight market caught on almost immediately. By midday, FedEx dollar FDX 9.11% was off 10%, its worst day in more than a year. Dollar UPS 10.47% tracked it stride for stride. GXO Logistics dollar GXO 17.7%, the warehouse or hire firm that competes most directly with what Amazon was now openly selling, fell 15%. Amazon, for what it was worth, was up about a point. The wires read it as a freight expansion, which it is. Procter & Gamble had signed up to move raw materials. 3M was using the network to route products to distribution centers. Lands' End was pooling inventory across sales channels. Peter Lassen, the 18-year Amazon veteran now running the business, told reporters Amazon was doing for logistics what AWS had done for computing. The framing was tidy. The customer logos were respectable. Yet the press release did its job perhaps too well, because freight is not really what is being rented out here. What Monday made formal had been informally underway for 3 years. Since 2023, Amazon's fulfillment program had quietly extended past the marketplace. Hundreds of thousands of sellers were using Amazon's logistics for orders placed on Walmart, Shopify, and Shein. Multi-channel fulfillment, as the company called it, moved hundreds of millions of packages outside the Amazon store. The pilot worked.
Asks dropped the requirement that customers be sellers at all. Outside Shreveport, Louisiana, at one of Amazon's newest fulfillment centers, the substrate becomes legible.
10 times as many robots work the floors as at the company's previous generation warehouses. Sequoia, the multi-level inventory system at the building center, holds more than 30 million items in its containerized storage and pulls them down to ergonomic workstations on demand. Hercules and Titan move pods between stations.
Cardinal stacks Sparrow picks individual items from totes using suction cups and computer vision. Proteus, Amazon's first fully autonomous mobile robot, threads its way past human workers to the outbound dock.
Running above all of it is Deep Fleet, a generative AI foundation model that coordinates the network's mobile robots in real time, lifting fleet travel efficiency by roughly 10% and learning from the network's running data.
The technical evolution matters here in a way it usually does not.
Kiva, when Amazon bought it in 2012, made automated guided vehicles robots that followed a grid of barcode stickers on the floor.
Most of UPS's automation 14 years later is still recognizably in the lineage conveyor systems, sortation arms, and unloading robot from the startup pickle. Proteus, by contrast, is an autonomous mobile robot. It senses its environment in real time, navigates without a fixed grid, and shares open space with humans.
Sparrow handles more than 200 million distinct product shapes using vision models.
Vulcan, Amazon's newest, has a sense of touch and works the highest and lowest rows of inventory pods so workers stay at chest height.
There are 9 generations of fulfillment center design behind these systems.
The rest of the industry is years behind.
Amazon is also training a humanoid robot in a San Francisco facility. Whether and when it ships is a question for next year.
Amazon has been building this for 14 years.
The $775 million Kiva Systems acquisition in 2012 was the first move. Last year, the fleet crossed 1 million machines.
UPS, by way of comparison, runs around 1,400 warehouse robots company-wide, making Amazon's operation roughly 700 times the size.
UPS, for its part, was already retreating.
Carol Tomei, the chief executive, told investors at the start of the year that 2026 would be an inflection point. The company eliminated 48,000 positions and closed 93 facilities in 2025, intentionally pulling back from Amazon's lowest margin volume.
That gap is the product.
Procter & Gamble and 3M are not, in any honest reading, signing up for a freight contract. They are signing up for 14 years of compounded robotics R&D and the AI brain on top, price as a logistics SKU. The trailers and the planes, and there are 80,000 trailers and 100 aircraft are the wrapping.
The ACK has a name in Amazon's own filings. In its January 8K, the company described its plan as leveraging real-time feedback loop from so many robots in our fulfillment network to build robotic solutions for other industrial and consumer customers.
That phrase, real-time feedback loop, is the one to sit with. Amazon's robotic fleet is also a training set. 1 million machines, 300 facilities, more than 13 billion packages last year, every pick, place, traversal, and near-miss producing telemetry that flows back into Deep Fleet. The model is itself an unusual nutter, logistics scheduler bolted on top of an existing warehouse system, but the generative AI foundation model, trained on Amazon's accumulated operations data,
the way a language model is trained on text. The model improves the fleet. The fleet generates more data.
Selling access to the network sells access to whatever the network learns next.
Your pitch isn't the only thing investors are evaluating.
Investors don't just listen to what you say. They look at how your company operates.
Is ownership clear?
Do your numbers match your story?
The fundraise-ready startup kit equips founders with the materials investors expect: cap table, pitch deck, investor updates, template, and diligence checklist before the pressure is on.
Confidence comes from preparation.
Solar and wind tax credits expire in 2027, geothermals in 2033, and further as IPO prices the gap.
OpenAI is guaranteeing private equity investors a 17.5% annual return to take its models into the portfolio companies, a number higher than most buyout funds actually earn.
Tierra reached 40% of the Fortune 50 in 2 years, a ramp bottoms up software does not produce.
Growing your brand.
Reply to get our media kit.
Questions, feedback,
let us know by replying to this email.
Copyright 2026 TSG Media LLC.
5 900 Balcons Drive, SDE 100 Austin, Texas 88731, United States.